Ooh, hallelujah. We have our favorite guest, Lexi Allen, with us today as we join together for the call to worship. I'll read the light-colored print. If you would respond with the bold and together, we'll do the prayer of confession. The threat of persecution is always a possibility for the Christian.
The history of Christianity reveals that aspect of the Christian faith repeatedly.
Our Lord would have us believe that such an experience is an opportunity to witness to others rather than worry about what will happen to us.
We believe we are in God's care, therefore we do not want self-concern to hinder and transformity for our faith.
And together, the prayer of confession. Our faith is very dear to us, Father, and we would not want to be denied our freedom of religion. But when we feel threatened by those who do not agree with our faith or argue with our beliefs, we back off in silence or try to avoid them. We are not very strong with our witness, even in the simplest forms of persecution. Forgive us for our fears, which hinder an effective witness in defense of our faith. Give us courage and words to share our convictions. In Savior's name we pray. Amen. In the Apostles' Creed, which is the summation of the gospel of Jesus Christ, I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. The third day he rose from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sitteth at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. And we sing glory to the Father. Seated.